Hey folks, welcome to Human Performance Bites. In this week's episode, I explore one of the reasons I've been able to remember so much medical knowledge over the years using a learning technique known as spaced repetition. We look at what spaced repetition is and the evidence behind it to help you improve your own learning. Now, despite having graduated from med school in 2009, I can still remember a ton of medical facts and anatomical knowledge in a huge amount of detail because I learned it over a long period of time. Spaced repetition is the process of testing material over progressively longer intervals in order to increase the effort of recall and thus embed knowledge further into your long-term memory. By spacing study sessions out, more information is encoded into long-term memory than by cramming in sessions, even if you spend fewer actual hours studying. When combined with active recall, spaced repetition can help you remember things for longer and in less time. In the late 1880s, psychologist Hermann Ebbinghaus became the first person to systematically tackle the analysis of memory. Ebbinghaus asserted that the best methods for increasing the strength of memory are, firstly, better memory representation, for example, with mnemonics and advanced memory techniques, and secondly, repetition based on active recall, especially spaced repetition. As Ebbinghaus himself put it, with any considerable number of repetitions, a suitable distribution of them over a space of time is decidedly more advantageous than the massing of them at a single time. In his book, How We Learn, memory expert Benedict Carey states, without a little forgetting, you get no benefit from further study. It is what allows memories to build like an exercise muscle. In other words, memories are strengthened by things we encounter regularly and frequently. This is also why spaced repetition works so well. By repeating new information at the point when we start to forget it, spaced repetition forces your brain to improve the connection between nerve cells. By testing students at progressively longer intervals, spaced repetition allows some forgetting to set in. This means the effort students have to apply to recall material in each testing session is significant, leading to deeper and more durable learning. Interrupting the process of forgetting is the most effective way to cement knowledge in long-term memory. Ebbinghaus's premise was that each repetition in learning increases the optimum interval before the next repetition is needed. For near-perfect retention, initial repetitions may need to be made within days, but later they can be made after years. He discovered that information is easier to recall when it's built upon things you already know. It appeared that by applying frequent training in learning, the information was solidified by repeated recalling. You want to space things out and remind yourself on multiple occasions with intervals increasing in size to maximize effort and recall each time. For most students, exams will likely be 1 to 6 months away, so you'll be working with study gaps of 1 to 3 weeks generally. For a test or exam a few months away, your spaced repetition schedule might look a little bit like this. Your original day of learning is day zero. Your first repetition happens after 2 days. Your second repetition happens after 10 days. The third repetition after 30 days, and your fourth after 60 days. The gap between each repetition gets progressively longer as per Ebbinghaus's research. In line with the forgetting curve and memorization, if you are unable to recall certain facts, you'll need to actively recall them more frequently, and equally, facts that you have embedded already should have longer spaced intervals. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that bite. If you want to learn more about active recall, check out my YouTube channel at verti.com/Alex.